Chapter 20. How Galahad and his fellows were fed of the holy Sangreal, and how our Lord appeared to them, and other things. Then King Pelles and his son departed, and therewithal beseemed them that there came a man and four angels from heaven, clothed in likeness of a bishop, and had a cross in his hand. And these four angels bare him up in a chair, and set him down before the table of silver, whereupon the Sangreal was. And it seemed that he had in midst of his forehead letters, the which said, "See ye here Joseph, the first bishop of Christendom, the same which our Lord succored in the city of Sarras, in the spiritual place." Then the knights marveled, for that bishop was dead more than 300 years before. Page 365. "O knights," said he, "marvel not, for I was sometime an earthly man." With that they heard the chamber door opened, and there they saw angels, and two bare candles of wax, and the third a towel, and the fourth a spear, which bled marvelously, that three drops fell within a box, which he held with his other hand. And they set the candles upon the table, and the third the towel upon the vessel, and the fourth the holy spear even upright upon the vessel. And then the bishop made semblant as though he would have gone to the sacring of the mass. And then he took an oubli,
meaning oblation,
which was made in likeness of bread. And at the lifting up there came a figure in likeness of a child, and the visage was as red and as bright as any fire, and smote himself into the bread, so that they all saw it, that the bread was formed of a fleshly man. And then he put it into the holy vessel again, and then he did that longed to a priest to do to a mass. And then he went to Galahad and kissed him, and bade him go and kiss his fellows. And so he did anon. "Now," said he, "servants of Jesu Christ, ye shall be fed afore this table with sweetmeats that never knights tasted." And when he had said, he vanished away, and they set them at the table in great dread, and made their prayers. They looked, they, and saw a man come out of the holy vessel that had all the signs of the passion of Jesu Christ, bleeding all openly, and said, "My knights and my servants and my true children, which be come out of the deadly life into spiritual life, I will now no longer hide me from you, but ye shall see now a part of my secrets and of my hid things. Now holdeth and receiveth the high meat which ye have so much desired." Then took he himself the holy vessel and came to Galahad, and he kneeled down, and there he received his Savior, and after him so received all his fellows. And they thought it so sweet that it was marvelous to tell. Page 366. Then said he to Galahad, "Son, wotest thou what I hold betwixt my hands?" "Nay," said he, "but if you will tell me." "This is," said he, "the holy dish wherein I ate the lamb on Sher Thursday,"
the Thursday before Easter.
"And now hast thou seen that thou most desired to see, but yet hast thou not seen it so openly as thou shalt see it in the city of Sarras, in the spiritual place. Therefore thou must go hence and bear with thee this holy vessel. For this night it shall depart from the realm of Logris, that it shall never be seen more here. And wotest thou wherefore? For he is not served nor worshipped to his right by them of this land, for they be turned to evil living. Therefore I shall disinherit them of the honor which I have done them. And therefore ye go three tomorrow unto the sea, where ye shall find your ship ready, and with you take the sword with the strange girdles, and no more with you but Sir Percival and Sir Bors. Also I will that ye take with you of the blood of the spear, for to anoint the maimed king, both his legs and all his body, and he shall have his health." "Sir," said Galahad, "why shall not these other fellows go with us?" for this cause. For right as I departed my apostles, one here and another there, so I will that ye depart. And two of you shall die in my service, but one of you shall come again and tell tidings. Then gave he them his blessing and vanished away. Chapter 21. How Galahad anointed with the blood of the spear the maimed king, and of other adventures. And Galahad went anon to the spear, which lay upon the table, and touched the blood with his fingers, and came after to the maimed king, and anointed his legs. And therefore he clothed him anon, and starred upon his feet out of his bed as an whole man, and thanked our Lord that he had healed him. Page 367. And that was not to the world ward, for anon he yielded him to a place of religion of white monks, and was a full holy man. That same night, about midnight, came a voice among them which said, My sons, and not my chief sons, my friends, and not my warriors, go ye hence where ye hope best to do, and as I bade you. Ah, thanked be thou, Lord, that thou wilt vouchsafe to call us thy sinners. Now may we well prove that we have not lost our pains. And anon, in all haste, they took the harness and departed. But the three knights of Gaul, one of them hight Clodine, King Clodus' son, and the other two were great gentlemen, then prayed Galahad to every each of them that if they came to King Arthur, that if they come to King Arthur's court, that they should salute my lord Sir Lancelot, my father, and of them of the round table, and prayed them if that they came on that part, that they should not forget it. Right so departed Galahad, Percival, and Bors with him. And so they rode 3 days, and then they came to a rivage,
meaning shore,
and found the ship whereof the tale speaketh of tofore. And when they came to the board, they found in the midst the table of silver which they had left with the maimed king, and the Sangrail which was covered with red samite. Then were they glad to have such things in their fellowship. And so they entered and made great reverence thereto. And Galahad fell in his prayer long time to our Lord, that at what time he asked that he should pass out of this world. So much he prayed, till a voice said to him, Galahad, thou shalt have thy request, and when thou askest the death of thy body, thou shalt have it, and then shalt thou find the life of the soul. Percival heard this, and prayed him of fellowship that was between them, to tell him wherefore he asked such things. That shall I tell you, said Galahad. The other day when we saw a part of the adventures of the Sangrail, I was in such a joy of heart that I trow never man was that was earthly. Page 368. And therefore I wot well, when my body is dead, my soul shall be in great joy to see the blessed Trinity every day, and the majesty of our Lord Jesu Christ. So long were they in the ship that they said to Galahad, Sir, in this bed ought ye to lie, for so saith the Scripture. And so he laid him down and slept a great while. And when he awaked, he looked afore him and saw the city of Sarras. And as they would have landed, they saw the ship wherein Percival had put his sister in. Truly, said Percival, in the name of God, well hath my sister holden us covenant. Then took they out of the ship the table of silver, and he took it to Percival and to Bors to go to fore. And Galahad came behind. And right so they went to the city, and at the gate of the city they saw an old man crooked. Then Galahad called him, and bade him help to bear this heavy thing. Truly, said the old man, it is 10 years ago that I might not go but with crutches. Care thou not, said Galahad, and arise up, and show thy good will. And so he essayed, and found himself as whole as ever he was. Then ran he to the table, and took one part against Galahad. And anon arose there great noise in the city, that a cripple was made whole by knights, marvels, that entered into the city. Then anon, after, the three knights went to the water, and brought up into the palace Percival's sister, and buried her as richly as a king's daughter ought to be. And when the king of the city, which was clipped Estorose, saw the fellowship, he asked them of whence they were, and what thing it was that they had brought upon the table of silver. And they told him the truth of the Sangreal, and the power which that god had set there. Then the king was a tyrant, and was come in the line of Paynims, and took them, and put them in prison, in a deep hole.